Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast. Today, I will be continuing with the vitamin deficiency. So, I will be doing today vitamin B2 deficiency. So, vitamin B2 deficiency in the body that may affect the carbohydrate metabolism, red blood cell production, and enzyme, nervous system, and muscle function, as well as growth and development and reproduction, and it could also affect lactation. Commonly occurs with other nutrient deficiencies. It's also called riboflavin deficiency. So a little bit of the pathophys. So vitamin B2 is a key component of many enzymes in the systems because it is water soluble. Vitamin B2 isn't stored in ample amounts in the body, and so a regular intake is required to keep up the level in the body. So, inadequate intake of vitamin B2 could be caused by malnutrition, or if there is an interference with the transport that leads to depletion of the vitamin in the body. And then also, insufficient amounts of vitamin B2 can impair conversion of carbohydrates into glucose that your cells can use. So this then would impair metabolism of proteins, fats, and then also would affect the normal red blood cell production. Deficiency of vitamin B2 can also affect the antioxidant effect, which helps against free radicals in the body. So then this can lead to damage of cells and DNA. And then the conversion of vitamin B6 and folate into a usable form for the body can be affected if there is a vitamin B2 deficiency. So causes, obviously, inadequate dietary intake of foods that are high in vitamin B2. Risk factors are pregnancy, lactation, advanced age, low income, which would mean they're not able to get foods that are high in it. Depression, anorexia, malnutrition, conditions such as celiac disease, Sprue disease, and then malignancies can also be risk factors. Alcoholism that affects the absorption of nutrients in the stomach can be a risk factor. So, for incidence, vitamin B2 deficiency is uncommon in the United States because many foods are fortified with the vitamin. So, when it does occur, it's usually in conjunction with several other nutrient deficiencies or in patients who suffer with alcoholism. So, complications are anemia, cataracts, and migraines. So when you're doing your history, your head to toe, so you're looking for any histories of burns, itching, light sensitivity, tearing of the eyes, night blindness, chapped lips that isn't explained by dehydration and other things, sore red tongue, neuropathy, signs of mild anemia, fatigue, and migraines might be things that you might find in the patient's history. Physical findings, they could have some issues with their skin, especially the scrotum and the perineum area, and then possibly they could have a generalized dermatitis, which could involve the arms, the legs, and the trunk, and then chapping or fissuring of the lips, cataracts, red tongue, red eyes, and peripheral neuropathy. And so, for laboratory tests, you're obviously going to do a vitamin B2 serum level, and then they'll send their blood work. And also, you can also do a urinalysis. So, if they are excreting of less than 40 mics per day, indicates that they might have a vitamin B2 deficiency. So, they check for the vitamin B2 deficiency in the urine. General treatments obviously will be based on the symptoms, but in terms of diet, foods that are high in vitamin B2 or foods that are fortified with vitamin B2. So the following foods contain significant amounts of vitamin B2: almonds, beef, lamb, cheese, eggs, fish, salmon, trout, green vegetables, things like spinach, broccoli, asparagus. Milk products, yogurt, mushrooms, organ meats like kidneys and liver, pork, seafood, squid, clams, mussels, sesame seeds, soybeans, and whole grains. And then, of course, you're always advising them to do activities as tolerated. And then, if they're not able to supplement a lot of it in their diet, they can do supplemental medications. They can take a vitamin B2 supplement. So, for nursing administration, when they're in the hospital, obviously you're giving the supplement as prescribed. You're making sure that a dietitian is able to work with the patient to come up with a care plan for increasing meals that have more vitamin B2. Usually, people don't come in for like just one particular vitamin deficiency. Usually, it's like a combination of it. Encouraging them, obviously, to or giving them a list of foods that contains this vitamin to help increase it in their diet. And then, of course, you're assessing their skin just because they can have that generalized dermatitis. Monitoring vitals while they're in the hospital, nutritional status, skin integrity, and then how they're responding to therapy if it's a very severe, obviously, form of malnutrition. But then they'll probably have like, they'll have a very moderate to severe malnutrition, like generalized malnutrition. So there'll be lots of other things you'll be teaching them to include in their diet or have the dietitian work with them to improve their nutritional status overall. So that is it for a quick review of vitamin B2 deficiency. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye now.